This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Couples Cafe, but let's talk about it with the Turners. You know, usually when you hear that music, Vicky and I are standing on top of this table dancing, but after she had me on the dance floor last night, I'm sitting in the chair over here in the corner. So we're going to have to just do this another time, that dance. Yeah. But we're excited about the couple we have, right, Vic?
We are. You need to stop joking, Rob.
I'm sick.
You know, I rub your legs down. I rub
Ask my
your
friend,
knees
Ben
down
Gay.
With the Bioflex, Ben Gay, everything.
My buddy.
So. You got to get a vision of yourself. You got to get a vision. I am excited. Everybody knows I'm the hopeless romantic here, and I love Couples Cafe because I love celebrating love. And our couple this week is the none other than Melanie Slayton.
Mm-hmm.
And that is her professional name, honey.
That's her stage name.
Okay. That's her stage name, yes. Okay. And but her married name is Melanie Holden, and her husband is Ben Holden. And we have them. They are first-time guests on the show with us.
Yes.
And I've had the honor of working with Melanie and gotten to know her. And we've spent some time with Ben. And they are just a fun couple.
They really are.
And so, Melanie and Ben, we want to welcome you to the Let's Talk About It with the Turners.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Vicky. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, my friend Ben.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, we love having you guys. We appreciate you coming on. So, you know, we're excited about this section. So tell us, first of all.
See
how excited I am?
Okay. He's too excited. I tell you, it must have been that Ben Gay or something he inhaled or something from last night. Melanie, I want to talk a little bit about Melanie. She is a civil litigation attorney before moving to Georgia. She was a senior attorney with the California Labor Department, Division of Labor Standards Enforcement and Enforcement for 5 years. Prior to her work with that department, she was a partner in a Los Angeles labor and entertainment firm for 12 years. Okay. Melanie has also been recognized by Georgia Trend Magazine as legal elite in the practice specialty of labor and employment. She is a 1988 graduate of Berkeley Law School and is a board member of Columbus, Georgia Scholars, Inc. and the board of Columbus Museum of Art. She is the co-chair of Hall, Booth, Smith, personal attorneys here in Georgia, their employment group. Ben is also an attorney, a journalist, and a journalist and a media consultant. And Ben and Melanie met, I believe, in law school, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And he did practice law in California during the early 80s and 90s. And he is currently licensed to practice in the states of California and Georgia. And he is the former director of the Donald W. Reynolds National Center for Courts and Media. an affiliate of Reno, Nevada-based National Judicial College. His media consulting work includes assignments in the former Yugoslavia on behalf of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and U.S. State Department to aid judges, journalists, and public information officers in the development of professional press coverages of courts. The one thing I want to get to is Ben currently works at Northwestern University mm-hmm. in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we want to celebrate as we talk about this couple is love from a distance.
Exactly.
And that seems to be an interesting thing that is pervasive in the culture now. Mm-hmm. Couples who are doing something uniquely different when it comes to how they live out their day-to-day marriage in separate states.
But you know what? That's the success of our marriage. We have love at a distance. You're in the bedroom and I'm in the den.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
That works for us.
It has worked very well.
Real good.
Keep it. Okay. So welcome again, Ben and Melanie. And we want to get right into what your love story is. Tell us about it.
I'll let Melanie start.
Well, we met in law school. But we never dated in law school. I always thought, well, Ben is really smart. He was doing a joint degree where he was getting both his MBA and his law degree at the same time. And I would have classes with him, and he would raise his hand and always say, well, in business school, we do it this way. And I would tell my girlfriends, oh, look, listen to Mr. Wizard. You know, he knows all the but we never dated. And then a couple years after graduating from law school, I went back to an alumni program at Berkeley, and Ben was there. And we start talking, and he said to me, oh, Melanie, I've had a crush on you since I saw you in those blue pants.
Wow.
The first year of law school. I was
like, what are these tight pants?
Now, we're not going to talk about pants. That's got me in trouble now, Ben. Come on. I know what the pants can do to a man.
And I said, well, why didn't you ever say anything? And he said, well, you know, you were with somebody else. I was with somebody else. But I've had this crush on you forever. And I was living in Los Angeles, and he was living in the Bay Area and in Oakland, San Francisco area. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to be up. He told me first that he was going to come to L.A., and I gave him my number, and he didn't call me when he said he was going to come. So I was like, what? He's saying he has all this passion for me and everything and doesn't call me. But, you know, I'm a strong, independent woman. So when I came up like the next month to the Bay Area, I called him and said, hey, I'm here for a conference. You know, give me a call. And what did you say, Ben?
Well, that was back in the day when we still had secretaries, and my secretary, who ultimately her brother wound up buying, brokering the diamond that I gave Melanie for engagement. Louise Shu is her name. Mm-hmm. She gave me one of those pink "While You Were Out" slips, and it said Melanie Slayton. And I said, Melanie Slayton? Like, what would Melanie Slayton want with me? Because in the spirit of, you know, this being a football Sunday, I just kind of outkicked my coverage. I thought Melanie was out of my league. I just didn't think a woman who was that fine and that smart really had any interest in me. And so I was just surprised she had called me. So, yeah, I took the little note and I called her, and we had dinner that night, that evening, at Lestentral Restaurant in San Francisco. Interestingly enough, we flew into San Francisco. We're doing this discussion from the Bay Area right now. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I had this spaghetti dish that I never touched because I sat and stared at her the whole time.
Wow.
And was pretty, I mean, I'm not as corny as love at first sight, but I knew right then, and I told a bunch of my buddies the next day, that I had just had dinner with the woman I was going to marry.
Mm. You know, Melanie, you know, you really can get out of law right now and bottle whatever this thing is that you came over on Ben with, and you would be a billionaire by tomorrow. I'm serious. You got something going on, kid, really.
Well, you know what? That is such a beautiful love story, honey. It really is.
I love it. I love it.
I mean, if I asked Rob what was our first restaurant, I Just
White Castles, I think.
Okay.
Look, I was in college.
All right, keep going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think I have food stamps, too. Anyway.
Ben, you've increased the bar. You've increased the bar. Go on, Melanie.
Well, I was going to say, when you mentioned White Castle, that was the first meal that he cooked for me, because Ben is from St. Louis.
Oh, wow,
and
okay.
And he invited me over to his house for dinner, said, I'm going to make dinner for you.
Apartment. We were still poor and still getting not that we're not poor.
I understand poor. Believe me, I understand.
Yeah, we were just getting out of law school.
And so he had frozen White Castle hamburgers, and he microwaved them.
So that was his preparation, microwaving White Castles. That's how he made dinner for you?
And I pretended to like them, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to blow this man's mind away when I make my food for him. Mm. And sure enough, I made my, I told my daughter, this is how you catch a man meal. And I caught my man.
What was the meal, Melanie?
It was grilled salmon, wild rice, asparagus with hollandaise sauce.
Ooh,
that's
she
a
had
nice
some
menu.
Skills.
Nice menu. I'm impressed.
That's impressive. And how long have you guys been married now?
We have been married 30 years as of November 5th.
And funny story about the date, we both routinely mix the day that we both mix it up, the 4th and the 5th, because the crazy stressful day was November 4th, where we kind of, we have huge families, and neither of our families really have much in the way of resources, so we knew that if we had a big wedding, we'd have to fly most of our family members to the wedding. And so instead, we eloped and had like a little satellite wedding, both in her town in L.A. and in my town in St. Louis. But we had this little pretend wedding that started out with four people, three people, my best man, her maid of honor, and another one friend. And people found out about it, and we wound up with 35 people in South Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, we got married in Lake Tahoe.
Look,
but the fourth was the crazy, stressful day, so both of us kind of remember the fourth, even though our real wedding was on the fifth.
That's an incredible story. Hold on for just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners and with Ben and his beautiful wife. And we're excited about having him here today. You know, Melanie's telling us some interesting stories about Ben, so this is going to be good. We want you to be a part of our conversation here. Call us at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
We have November 5th, which is the real one, and we screw up.
Okay.
But we even screwed up about 3 or 4 years ago. We love Atlanta and love the Hawks, even though we live in Columbus, which is about 90 miles south. And we were up in Atlanta watching the Hawks game and having dinner and staying at the Glen, our favorite hotel right across from the State Farm Arena. And we were driving back the next morning, and I looked at Melanie, and Melanie looked at me. I think something came on the radio about the date.
Mm-hmm.
And the date was November the 6th. And we both started laughing like teenagers because we both realized we had both forgot our anniversary.
Oh, wow. But ended up having a great time together, it wasn't
on our anniversary. We had a great date, even though neither of us knew it was our anniversary.
Oh, that is so interesting.
That is.
That's interesting. You know what? I do love hearing the various couple stories on how they met and those when you knew it was the one. And so, Ben, I just love the fact that you've been married for 30 years and you tell that story as if it happened yesterday. And even Melanie, the recall, the memories, they're still wonderful. And I do believe, Rob, I firmly believe, honey, that if you lay up treasures of memories like this, when real life sometimes kicks in,
and
the challenges of life come in, you can pull down those treasures of those wonderful memories that have eternal value, and it sustains you in the challenging moment. Would you not agree?
Very well stated.
That's deep, isn't it? I know.
Very good.
I have deep moments.
Beauty and brains.
All right. All right, Melanie and Ben, I want you to tell us the fact that you have been married 30 years and you live in different cities, or maybe the word, maybe it's not live, you work in different states, different cities. That's different. How do you manage the distance in your marriage?
Well, I think we manage it by staying in frequent contact. I mean, we talk every day. We FaceTime one another frequently. And Ben flies back and forth where he is home almost every weekend. And with his university schedule, he'll have a quarter off every year. Would that be accurate, babe?
Yeah, and in the summer. So I'm home about 65. On a good year, it'll be 70. On a bad year, it'll be 62, 63. So two-thirds of the time, I'm in Georgia.
And then I visit him in the, not in the winter because I hate the cold of Chicago, but I visit him also, and, you know, with being able to work remotely, we make it work. And, you know, one good thing about not having him home all the time is when he does come home, I'm able to devote a lot of energy to him. I try to make sure that the house is clean, that I, you know, my hair is done. I got his favorite food in the refrigerator so that we can enjoy our time together.
And I'll tell you another key, Rob and Vicky, for a woman who's like a big, bad power lawyer, Melanie is very traditional. Melanie does not take out the trash, like ever. So I'm doing my schedule, I try to make sure if I fly out on Sunday, for my Monday, Wednesday schedule, I fly back on Wednesday so I can get the trash out because the trash people come Thursday morning because my wife don't touch no trash.
Mm-hmm. I know
Melanie,
that.
Melanie, I knew that. I liked you, girl. I knew you were my kind of woman. I am similar. I don't touch the trash.
But, you know, I love
it. I will make his plate. You know, I'm even though I'm a lawyer, I like to cook. And I will serve my man and make his plate.
See, I love that, Melanie. You were talking about there's an excitement when Ben is coming, an anticipation that he's coming home to visit you. It's like, you know, you guys are still young at heart, mm-hmm. which you are, mm-hmm. in reference to this marriage. It's not old. It's not stale. Now, in those 30 years, how long has this, arrangement been a reality for you guys?
You know, interesting. We would have to almost chart it. We never planned it. We never thought, hey, let's live in separate cities. And we didn't, you know, we were living in separate cities when we dated. So you want an answer. 30 years, my guess would be we've lived in the same city for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
We lived in Columbus, Georgia together, and we lived in California in Chino Hills. If you know Snoop Dogg, he has a rap where he talked about a house in Chino Hills. And mm-hmm. my joke was, Snoop didn't have a house in Chino Hills. His house was in Diamond Bar. I know because I had a house in Chino Hills. But we about 12 years to get in the same house all the time, and about 18 years commuting, mostly because I was trying to become editor-in-chief of a daily newspaper. And like a football coach, you know, you move. There's one job per city, and you move where the job is. And so we moved 6-7 times, but always tried to keep a stable place for our daughter to go to elementary school. So in Chino Hills, we would walk my daughter a block and a half to school, and my wife would get in the car and drive 2 hours to Long Beach, and I would drive 2 hours to Palm Springs. The answer is about 18 years in different cities and about 12 years in the same city.
Wow. What about, how did this arrangement, how has it impacted your daughter? Is it just one child?
Yes. Yeah,
one child who is now 28 years old. She's also a lawyer. We're so proud of her.
Very proud of her.
She works for the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. So she's a trial attorney for them. So we're super proud. And, you know, one of the good things is Ben was a very hands-on father. Mm-hmm. He would take joy with him. To some of his,
I had a baby crib. I worked at the Reno Gazette Journal. My reporting career was at the Wall Street Journal, but my sort of corporate ladder climb was Gannett and Knight Ridder. Anybody who knows the newspaper mm-hmm. business will know those companies. And then McClatchy, which owns the Columbus, Georgia Ledger Inquirer. And I had a baby playpen in my office at the Reno Gazette Journal. I would bring my baby she was, you know, 2 years old. But I would bring her in a little baby thing or snuggly to my office and play with her. And then I'd put her in the playpen because Melanie was at the time a big trial lawyer in Los Angeles. So, you know, a part of that time she was with me in a baby crib at a newspaper in Reno. And then she'd be with my wife and heading to L.A. So it hasn't been like a linear straight line where we've been separate all the time. We both, because we were career oriented, kind of took our kid with us. And the fact that she wanted to go to become a lawyer and it's kind of become part of our profession, and because we were all run a nonprofit to help black folks of economic limited means, my wife and my daughter are all on the board. Mm-hmm. We founded it. I think that would say that she hasn't been scarred deeply, I think.
That's good.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she is, I think, you know, she would miss me when she was with her dad, and she would miss her father when she was with me. Mm-hmm. But we always were in frequent communication, and we, you know, we very much valued our faith, our family, and also just having fun.
Remember, we wrote a rap. My daughter, we're in Merced right now, where Melanie's from. Uh-huh. Merced is equidistant between Reno in the north and L.A. in the south. And there was a period where we would meet in the middle And she would spend some time with me. She spent some time with Joy. Me and my daughter, when she was about 7 or 8 years old, we wrote a really bad rap song about going back and forth from Reno to L.A. We'd have to ask her.
But you said bad.
I'm sorry?
You said bad. You mean bad good or bad bad?
It's bad, like corny and not very commercial and probably not very entertaining. Okay.
Remember, you're dealing with a generational divide when it comes to the Turners, okay?
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So your bad may not mean what we were raised.
An understanding.
Look, I want to know, because I was thinking, Rob, in our years of marriage, in particular in those early years, conflict would arise regularly. Mm-hmm. With raising children, having children, that kind of thing, with finances, jobs, career. So that's a regular part of our life, our day. Melanie and Ben, how do you manage? I don't see conflict as being a big thing with you all because you live separately.
Now, hold that answer, guys. We'll be right back. So don't go anywhere because everybody wants to hear this. I definitely want to hear it. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners with Ben and Melanie here at the Couples Cafe. We are excited to have them. Give us a call at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
So don't you know we're in this love together.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners at the Couples Cafe with Ben and Melanie. Now, Ben, you were making a point in reference to, Vicky was asking the question.
We were talking about conflict.
Right.
How often did conflict arise? How do you manage it when you're in separate cities?
Well, all marriages have their ups and downs and conflicts. Mm-hmm. We try to really have mutual respect for one another. In fact, in our wedding vows, instead of saying that we're going to obey, we said we're going to respect. And we actually got a little rock that has respect carved out of it and that sits near the front of our house. And so we try to respect one another, and we try to love the person the way they want to be loved and what their love languages are. Like, for example, I'm not a big sports fan. My husband is a crazy sports fan. So I will go to the games with him.
We actually went to I'm a Mizzou grad, undergrad. We go to most of the Missouri bowl games. We went to Nashville and spent a couple days to see Missouri beat Iowa in the Music City Bowl.
And you're so happy about that.
You know, I'm telling you, Melly, I am so impressed with you. Thank you so much. You're such a wonderful wife. I can't even get my wife to come in and sit on the couch to watch a football game for about a quarter.
Wait a minute.
I don't like to watch it at home. I like to go to the games because I like the social aspects of it, you know?
Okay.
You know what?
Now, see, that's the good point, Melanie. I really appreciate that because, you know, since I was in the doghouse, based on this last comment here, this cheapskate over here, you know, I got a cheap husband. I really do.
Sweet, you attorneys, can I sue her for libel, defamation?
Sweet as he can
be. If it's true, there's no libel.
Oh, then I don't have a case then. I'm sorry.
Cheap. So he wants to look at everything on a TV instead of going to a live game, right? So I could maybe have learned to enjoy the game if I had felt the energy of the community like you described, Melanie. And so here we are all these years in. Rob, it's simple as paying for a ticket for me to go to a game.
Well, unfortunately now, you know, I don't know, maybe this is fate or whatever. I can't take you to any games because the Falcons play it from 1 to 4 and we're on the air. So obviously, God heard my prayer.
I love the theater and art museums, and both of us really love to dance. And so, you know, I heard you all talking about
dancing,
rubbing them down with Ben Gay. You know, I keep my Advil at the ready. You know, we went out dancing last night, and so, you know, when you have an opportunity to dance, dance.
Okay, I got to do a little bit of a fact correction here. Number one.
Thank you, Ben.
I don't love to dance.
Me either.
And I'm not any good at it. I will do it under the rest, right?
Because he knows that I love it.
That's
you
it.
You
there
know
you
what?
Go.
Rob, I'm serious.
It's
I got to insert. I got to insert something here.
Yeah.
Ben has told the truth. He said, I saw him dance once, Rob.
That he can't dance?
Oh. He doesn't have any skills. He doesn't. You could maybe Melanie, you might get him some classes. It could be beneficial. They got all kind of classes for dancing.
Well, we even took a class together. Oh. We took the Latin dancing with Pedro.
So is he throwing you across the room and trying to catch you up in the air and all that?
We learned his salsa and he bit me.
He
didn't drop you though, did he?
No.
Oh, good, good.
No, I was holding on for dear life.
I like that. Okay, I'm writing notes. I take notes every time we talk to couples because look, this salsa dancing, I love.
But see, y'all are making suggestions on things that cost money now. I don't mind that if you're going to help fund these suggestions for us. You understand what I'm saying?
Rob, you can.
I got one for you, Rob. But okay. I mean, I don't know if this is a lot of funding or little. Here's the thing, and this just happened. I know it's selfish to buy yourself a Christmas present, but when I was a kid, we had a record player. And I haven't had a record player in 40 years. Mm-hmm. I bought myself a Christmas present, but I bought my wife and my daughter, the Christmas present was a record player, but I bought them albums. Mm-hmm. And now what we do, and this is super cheap, my wife loves certain 80s, mm-hmm. albums, mm-hmm. certain 80s artists. She loves Whitney Houston,
Luther Vandross,
yes.
Nancy Wilson.
So I bought her, and we listen to these records now since Christmas, uh-huh. on the record player, like old school. So that's very cheap.
And Dance Around the House.
Sounds cheap.
Etta James. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that suggestion.
You're right. I bought Rob.
She did
a record player. I bought him a Victrola, and I bought the albums because he loves the old J's and the Spinners. I mean, really old school Temptations.
Yeah.
And so we danced for about a good week. I believe we did a week after that Christmas. It was Christmas about 2 years ago.
Christmas.
I got about 1 week of dancing with him, and that's not many hours a day. And that thing is gathering dust.
But it's a nice decor. It makes the den look nice just sitting there.
It does.
Dust it off and take your woman dancing.
All right. Well, I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to pull out one of those albums. You know, that's all scratched up and messed up and put it on there and see what we can do.
Rob, people are listening to you, Rob.
Hey, get Eddie Murphy. Get Eddie Murphy singing My Girl Loves to Party All the Time.
Okay. Will do.
I'm writing it down.
You guys getting me in trouble every syllable you're saying.
So,
thank you.
So tell us this, Holden couple. What advice would you give to couples that are considering this kind of arrangement?
To have frequent communication, to try to see one another as often as possible. Like, we try not to go more than 2 weeks without actually being in one another's presence. Mm-hmm. To be forgiving and kind. You know, I think that would be some good recommendations. What are your thoughts?
And I would say, Vicki, I would tell couples, don't date somebody because you live in L.A. and they live in New York. That wasn't our story. Mm-hmm. The separation has always been an accident, or it has been a function of our careers. We never tried to not be together, and we actually were together for two or three periods. When I say together, we were living in the same house completely, and we've had periods where we've had sort of two residences where we've split time. But if you intentionally want to date somebody who lives in a different time zone, you probably shouldn't want to date that person or marry them. Mm-hmm. We because we're both kind of career driven, we have make compromises with our time together so that we can pursue these opportunities that kind of come looking for us.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my last two moves, I didn't even have a resume or a CV. Something came looking for me or knocking at the door. And then you say yes. And then your partner, your spouse has got to agree to it or not, or you don't do the opportunity. So I'd say if you want to live in a separate city, don't get married. But if you happen to love somebody who has a career as a football coach or as a ballerina or whatever the heck is going to take them to some other place, then you compromise, you love the person they want to be loved the way they want to be loved, and you make sure you have the maximum amount of time with that person so you all can have an actual real relationship.
You know, and being I'm sorry, go on, Melanie.
I was going to say, and we very much pick out time for, like, we're together for the holidays.
Every holiday.
Yeah, we're together. We try to be together for our birthdays.
First, Valentine's Day, everything.
We take vacations together.
Yes.
So we are making it a priority to really spend time with one another. And by the time we started this, our relationship had already matured. So we didn't try to start it when we were just, you know, married 6 months.
I left in terms of just being a modern man. I mean, I'm not really a modern man. I'm kind of a Neanderthal. But I did leave my city. I was practicing law in the Bay Area, and I moved from the Bay Area to L.A. when I asked this woman to marry me. And the law partners at the firm, I was an associate, they were making fun of me. They were like, what kind of chump are you? You're moving for the woman. I said, I love her. So we if you're going to be in a long-distance relationship, and it's driven by your desire not to be around the person, you shouldn't be with them. But if it's driven by some career opportunity, then you just maximize the amount of time you're together and you treat one another with dignity and respect.
You know, you said something a few moments ago, and it really just rung with me very, very closely. And you had said the word compromise. It has to be present. It's a powerful thing. You know, you can't always win. You know, you're not going to always lose, but you have to compromise. And, you know, the Bible says esteeming the other one higher than yourself, more than yourself. And, you know, that's the benefit of coming together, working together, loving together, growing together, and then moving forth together. So it's a powerful thing. Compromise, love, respect, all these ingredients you give us to put on our marriages. I'm serious. This is going to be an incredible, incredible resource and an incredible benefit to all of us and these younger generation of people, of marriages who are coming together now. So Ben and Melanie, thank you so much for an incredible interview. You know, we have good times together. We've been out on a couple of times and we really enjoyed you. So Ben, are you going to have the Super Bowl party at your house or what this year?
Dude, we got tickets. It's so crazy.
I should have known.
No. I'm sorry. That sounded wrong. Not tickets. We have hotel rooms in New Orleans, and my wife, for my present, I got her some jewelry. She got me supposedly a ticket to go to the game. One ticket. We're not rich enough to have two tickets.
Right? Hey, tell me about it. My ticket would be right in front of my television. With some popcorn and some other little snacks, I'll tell you.
So we're supposed to, we have hotel rooms in New Orleans,
okay.
And we're literally debating whether we're going to watch it in New Orleans at a sports bar or go into the game at some crazy price that would make my parents feel that their boy had lost his mind.
I do understand, my friend. Well, look, we're looking forward to getting together with you guys once you have some time and once y'all, you know, come back together in reference to your visit here, Ben, so we're excited about it.
It's been a joy.
It really is.
I love, again, celebrating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.